Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the Laurie Beth Jones Blog Talk Radio Show. Today our guest is a man who was prophetically named for what has become his life calling. Dallas Elder is the director of Grace Covenant, which is an international network of churches and ministries, and the Ministry Skills Institute in Kansas City, Missouri. And I'm excited to talk about his new book, The Value Giver, The Heart of Receiving and Giving True Worth. Dallas, like myself, grew up in the Methodist Church and established a church, a very successful large church in the denomination, and then the Lord called him out to become an apostle. And we're going to talk today about his heart's theme of finding what God has called you to do and then going out and giving it to the world and receiving value in multiples of blessings from God. So welcome, Dallas. We're glad you're here.
Hey, well, listen, thank you so much. And just one clarification. That was a non-denominational church that I planted and that the Lord grew. So while I pastored early on in the Methodist Church, I did so for until I went to seminary. So anyway,
there
just some
go.
Clarification there. But anyway, great
That's
to be
all
on
right.
your program That's- today.
Well, I'm excited to talk about the value giver. You know, it's interesting. I woke up this morning thinking about our theme today, and I thought, what if all people could do is give but never receive? And how long could that last? And, you know, that there has to be an exchange of energy and flow in God's kingdom. So tell us the theme of your book, The Heart of Receiving and Giving True Worth.
Well, I'll tell you, what I've been ministering with people and had an extensive counseling ministry and saw people who were coming to me. And so the book evolves out of spending time with people and trying to get them to where God really is calling them to go. And how important the aspect of value is for all of us. Certainly it's been part of my own journey. And if we don't think very much of ourselves, then we can't see very far into the distance. And how that to know that we are loved of God and valued by Him, that we are His beloved, is such a core issue for us to get to believing that we have been created with divine intention and with a purpose and a destiny. And so that is such a key, and that's why I say in the book that worth equals significance, purpose, and then destiny. And before we can get, when we can get that for ourselves, then we can impart value to other people that really helps to redeem them and lift them up into the fullness of their purpose as well.
So how do we recognize our worth to God? I'm sitting here thinking about the movie. I just saw Mr. Popper's Penguins, of all things, and a woman is going to sell the Tavern on the Green, and she's looking for prospective buyers, and this one man sits down, and she says, "So what is your worth?" So he rattles off his net worth, and then she says,
"Yes,
well, I'm not interested in selling to you," only when he comes around with his family does he realize what she was talking about. So talk to us about worth. How do we realize what we're worth to God?
Well, I'd like to just back up maybe one step, that we live in a very depreciating world, and there is it's part of the fallenness. And we come in and there are strikes that are against us. Maybe it's the way that we've been born. Maybe it ends up being the social class we're in. Maybe it ends up being that we've been born with a handicap. Maybe it ends up being some injustice that's come against us, or maybe some of our own poor choices that's been self-afflicting that's really stripped us down of our value. And so when we have an encounter with Jesus, when we come to Jesus and we can believe that He really wants to redeem us, I believe that redemption that Jesus offers us is more than just a ticket to heaven. It ends up being redeeming us for our full value of the way that God sees us and the way that he intended us to be when he created us. So with that in mind, through our relationship with Jesus, then we begin to receive, of course, the Spirit of God coming to live within us. But then also we begin to get on a track that ends up being this track of redemption that takes us out from those old grave clothes and resurrects us into a life of purpose and destiny that God intended.
Now, how did you personally become so passionate about this message?
Well, I think that it's been part of my own journey to a degree, but let me just share part of the introduction of the book. I have a mentally handicapped daughter. Our first daughter was mentally handicapped, and I remember going to we look for how could we get her the best treatment? You know, what is this the diagnosis of her problem? And so we went to a hospital and had a doctor kind of interview her, look her over, kind of check her out. And then his conclusion was that God just pooped on you. And
he said that?
Yeah. And so that said two things. One is that my daughter was kind of waste, on this unfortunate thing that's happened. And then the other thing is also put a reflection upon who God is, and that's what he makes, and how that when we have these things that happen in our life, then we feel that we may be children of a lesser God. And that began to launch me on a journey of how that all people have been created with a purpose. And they, being that they're here, all of us are here, then God did that with great intention, and there's great value, and how that I believe our quest is to find that personally in, and we can only do it through Jesus Christ, but the other thing is to help redeem others, to call out that value, to call out that purpose and destiny that may be buried in them because of some unfortunate circumstances.
So what would you say to that doctor today? What has been the proven worth of your daughter?
Well, the proven worth of my daughter is just so exciting. She's blasted through all expectations that we were told early on, and that she has such a heart of worship. We just believe she brings the presence of the Lord in our home. I come home in the afternoon, and she's just worshiping. She likes all the sports things. She's a real people person. And the thing is that every person, regardless whatever handicap we have, whatever misfortune we have, or however maybe we've been put down by the world, the same person is in each body. Just everyone is the same. And God sees each of us the same. And that we have a purpose in the world as the same. So she just has the heart of joy, and she brings joy into everybody's life. And if we can look through sometimes the exterior of what's on the person, then we can begin to find the true person inside, and they enrich us.
That is just so profound. I was sitting in a store lunchroom yesterday, and this young girl let in, I guess, her grandmother, who was trembling with the palsy, and she was blind.
Mm-hmm.
And, I just, my heart went out to the whole situation. Here's this granddaughter taking her grandmother shopping, and yet this woman can't even see, and this whole situation. But they had the sweetest exchange with her granddaughter, feeding her dessert, and her grandmother laughing. And, from the outside, we look at situations and say, oh, how ugly, I would never want to be there.
Right.
And yet God has placed in the center of that, we're really on a spiritual journey. And I think it's so easy to forget that in our society, which is so based on externals and vanity and all the things that we chase and honor, in our culture, which are really far many times from God's heart. So what are some other points that you make in the book that's going to help a listener today?
Well, I cover a number of different aspects that have been devaluing in our society. Maybe the way that the poor are treated. I address some racial issues as far as the way that people confine folks by prejudice. So whether that's race or gender or, you know, whatever that is. The other piece is sometimes we feel that we've disqualified ourselves just by choices that we've made, and we may be living under a kind of a spirit of failure, if you will, and we feel like we've lost all of our chances. But there's a healing component that I present in the book that I believe can help people get out from underneath what has buried them and depreciated them, and spark at least the grace of God. It's a very grace-filled book where Jesus is the value giver, and he continues to give invitation to people. He saw destiny in Peter, and he called it out. Peter saw himself as a reed flopping in the wind, but Jesus said, "No, Peter, you're going to be a rock." The woman who came, who was the center of the town, and poured out her tears upon Jesus, and how precious tears are, and how Jesus really received her, while the Pharisee saw her as such a interruption and a real outcast, and how defiling that is. And I go through a number of episodes of real life encounters that are there in the book as well. So it helps people get out from underneath their devaluing and distorted view of themselves that the world has presented them, so that they can begin to see themselves from heaven's side of things.
So your byline is the heart of receiving and giving true worth. So how do we as people, how can I as an individual help give true worth to somebody?
First of all, it starts with us being able to receive that for ourselves. I always feel that we give out of who we see ourselves, that we are. But it also begins to, that we begin to see other people as being people that God has created. And we begin to have to undo some of our own prejudice. For instance, you know, I'm born in the Midwest with a high work ethic, and so I had a prejudice against people who were poor. And so I really had to get past that and ask God to redeem that in me in order to begin to extend myself to them, to have God transform my heart. So we can begin to see every person as one that that God has intended with purpose and destiny, and has created, and has the same value that we do. And we can help lift them up. When we do that, we empower them. There is power in valuing other people. It begins to be a release of what I would call the redemption that Jesus gives.
I pray frequently that God will show me what he was thinking when he created this person. When he created this person in front of me, you know, this person
Amen.
Is a creation, a sculpture, and a
yes.
divine expression of something in the heart of God. And
uh-huh.
I ask to be given the grace to see that. I don't ask enough. But when I do, it's amazing how you look a little deeper, right?
Yes, that's
so,
exactly right. So we can ask the Lord to help us. Lord, help me to see with your eyes is a very practical
right.
way. Help me to see this other person. Lord, where are the prejudice points in me that I'm removing myself from other people? And when I do that, I'm not a conduit then of your worth and your grace toward them. Relationship
oh, wow.
and spending time with people is the greatest investment of value that you can have. We won't spend time any place with what we don't value. And we're spending time often with what we truly value.
Wow.
So time
that
is that great value investment.
Beautifully said. You have the heart of an apostle, Dallas. Thank you so much for being on this show. If you want more information about his book, it's The Value Giver. Go to thevaluegiver.com. Dallas Elder, doing a great work for God and through God. Okay, listeners, go out and do the same. Work through, for, and with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.